And describe the neighborhood when you first moved here.
I wasn't really welcomed by some of my neighbors, and I'm not going to say really because I was Jewish. I think we converted the original house. Now it doesn't exist anymore. You'll see it. It's on the other side of Vista Drive. It was a home. It was a ranch style home. It was an acre lot that had an. And I thought it would work perfectly for us for a little synagogue and a little preschool. And my neighbors weren't thrilled about it. We were two properties south of. There was one residential home north of us before Charleston. So there was a commercial, a house, and then there was us. We came in there, and we had a huge. We first had a lease with an option to buy the house, and we went for the zoning. We had a huge zoning fight. My neighbors were not happy. Till today, they're not happy. I believe the mayor was Jan Jones at that point. I could probably pull out some of the letters. I think our councilman was Frank Hawkins, if I'm correct. This is going back in like 91, 92, and I have some of the letters. And they all, I don't know, you know, I'm a guy from Brooklyn, I don't know. I went to the zoning and they all came and they all wrote all these letters that we don't want. We don't want, you know, we have the CCNRs in this neighborhood and that doesn't fit in with our. One of the things that they said is, if you want to pull up those letters, I think I saved some of the file. Well, we were living here on this block from 1940 when there was carriages over here, horse and wagon, and we don't want, you're going to bring in traffic and all that type of stuff. They weren't thrilled. So they gave us our zoning first, and then they gave us a limitation with the preschool, but then, you know, only 21 kids and then 35 kids. I believe what really turned, I think it was Frank Hawkins who did it for me, if I remember correctly. They said, well, the CCNRs do not allow churches or preschools. No. And then when we read through the CCNR, it also says that they don't allow any blacks and they don't allow any Jews in this neighborhood. I think until today, in the CCNRs in this neighborhood, it says that. So when we pointed that out to the... when we pointed it out to the city councilmen, I think they were a little, couldn't say much about the CCNRs anymore. I'm pretty sure I have them all. This is going back to 92 and 93. So we ended up having the synagogue on Vista Drive, which is the first property. My biggest opponent was my neighbor just south of me. And I wouldn't say it's because it's anti-Semitism. I really didn't believe that. He just didn't want, I don't blame him, he didn't want to have a school, with a small school and a synagogue and all that. He didn't like it, even though. And for years, whatever he would do, he would, you know, complain to the city. And eventually, you know what happened. We bought him out and he sold us the property. Then we bought the next property. And so we have, I don't know if you saw our school. Those are the 3 acres. I'll show it to you. So we have the 3 acres. Even when I came to get this this property, the neighbors fought me. They didn't want. It's going to increase traffic. I mean, I'm not saying it's ridiculous. It's very little. It's a private school. It's quiet. Some forced me that I can't make any rights down and they only make a left. And we did some traffic studies. There's no traffic whatsoever. But they were, and people who were complaining were, streets that the cars don't even go through. But, you know, the worst thing is to go to a city council meeting when people have too much free time in their hands and they're fighting and everything. So Lois Tarkany, you know, she was, she had to balance it between what, to appease some of the neighbors. I believe ultimately she agreed that it was ridiculous, some of the stuff that they, what they wanted. But she gave me more or less, with some restrictions, to build it. Since we're an Orthodox synagogue, many of the members, we don't drive on the Sabbath. We walk. We don't use cars on the Sabbath. So I'd say we have probably about 30 families live within a mile of this. And the only reason they came here is because the synagogue is here. Mm-hmm. And I guess more people that come now don't move here because it's an older part of town. They would move to Green Valley. They would live to Summerlin. They would move now. The latest one we opened up was in the Southwest. But people still come. It's cheaper. I like the neighborhood. So when they came to complain to us, well, your outsiders coming in, but we have a bunch of the houses around here belong. Some of us belong to.